My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
And now Boqvist, trying to shovel it down the wall to Reinhardt. Shoots, he scores! So dangerous, and he snipes one from short range. A power play goal, 2-1 Panthers.
Such a talented player, Sam Reinhardt, able to get possession. Carlo was trying to make a play on the puck. Now the play's behind him, and he's trying to play catch-up from behind. The Bruins are unsure how to defend. Lindholm's going to line up with Bennett, take Bennett all the way, and that allows Reinhardt to gain center ice.
One of the lowlights from yesterday afternoon's game. I know I kept saying last night when we were talking about the Bruins earlier. It was yesterday afternoon during our show as the Bruins lose another one to the Florida Panthers, 4-3. They're 2-2 on the year. Both losses to Florida here early on in the season. And I'll tell you what. I wasn't expecting them to come out and beat the crap out of Florida or anything like that, but I did think that these off-season moves, I bought into this idea that these off-season moves that they made in order to toughen up and get bigger and stronger and not let Florida push you around were going to work. I thought that there was something to that, and I thought that was a good way to go about it, because what else are you doing here if you're not trying to beat the big bad bully in front of you who just won the Stanley Cup? That's what you do. That's what you go out and do. I thought it was a good strategy. I liked it. I thought Sweeney did a good job in the off-season with everything except Jeremy Swayman until the very end. But I thought the other moves he made, I liked them. I thought they were good, and I was happy to see that they were trying to tailor their roster to go out and handle these Florida Panthers, and the Panthers just handled them. Two straight games here within a week's time, one in Florida, one at TD Garden yesterday afternoon, and I'll tell you what, I know it's early, but I don't like that. I really don't. I'm panicking a little bit over the possibility of meeting Florida in the playoffs again. I am. I'm sorry. What do you want me to say? Wait. You only play them three times. They've lost both games, and if they meet them in the playoffs again, I'm not going to be feeling good about that.
Is that kind of like being kind of pregnant? Like panicking a little bit. You're either panicked or you're not. Because I have a question about your whole rant there.
Okay.
Is the point to beat the Panthers or win the Stanley Cup?
Well, you got to beat them to get to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, but that doesn't give you a Stanley Cup.
No, it doesn't.
And last year they were in Game 7, correct? You were right on the cusp of beating them.
Last year?
Yeah.
The Panthers?
I mean, not last year. 2 years ago.
2 years ago, like, yes.
So you gave up on it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that they thought this past year, Florida and them were top and bottom there at the Atlantic Division. They were 1-2 basically all season long, so they knew that they were going to probably have to go up against them again. Yeah.
Right, but the point is to win a cup, and like you said it the other day, if they go past the Panthers, do they beat Edmonton?
I don't know about that.
Right. So like, do you get? Are we going to become the Colts where we'll put the "We beat the Panthers" banner up, even though we don't get a banner for a Stanley Cup? Like, I just, this whole idea, and I've always wondered about this because this was a theory for years. Oh, Belichick used to look at the schedule and he would make certain signings or depth moves to beat this team or whatever. Like, isn't the goal to have the best team possible? Isn't the goal to be able to beat as many teams as possible, many styles of play as possible? I don't know what this team wants to be right now. I don't know whether they want to be just tough enough to beat the Panthers. Well, show them, yeah, and then get swept by the Oilers. Like, is that?
Well, if you can't beat the Panthers, you don't play the Oilers, Andy. I mean, that's the point.
No, I
right?
know, but the point, for me, the point is not beating the Panthers. To me, the point would be to win the Stanley Cup, to put the best team possible, not just beat a matchup
if
with them.
If you get to the Cup final, then you can win the Stanley Cup, sure. I mean, listen.
Sure.
They got there against St. Louis, and they went 7 games with St. Louis. They could have won that series.
Yep.
But, you know, it's hard to do it, I think. And they went up against the hot Jordan Binnington. So, I mean, that's part of it, too. He might go against the hottest goalie in the league, and that happened to be Bobrovsky after that Boston series. He took over, and he was on fire for the rest of that, for the most part. And, again, I mean, it wasn't just that. It wasn't just Bobrovsky. Because I think Swayman outplayed Bobrovsky for the most part in that series last year. I know I am, but, I mean, statistically, he did. It was the fact that they could get in your head. They could get in your head. They could get under your skin. They can do all these things mm-hmm. that you had no answer for. And if you're going to beat them, you're going to have to answer for it. And I thought that they put a roster together that could answer for that, and it looks like I'm wrong so far.
Yeah, so far. And the other thing is, when people get in your head, I always think that is like a tell on whether it's a confidence issue or a skill issue. Like, you don't really trust your own ability. Like, if they got in your head, if you think you're better than someone, I've always found it difficult for them to get in your head because you just think they're better. I mean, you just think you're better. So you really don't care what they say. Yeah, keep talking. Look at the scoreboard, right? I beat you. You can talk all you want. You can play the games you want. And I think that's kind of how the Panthers are right now. You can try to get in my head and you can try to play some games.
Mm-hmm.
We're better. You know it. We know it. The world knows it. The cups say it. Our names are on it. The banners know it. Everybody knows it. So it's like this. It's this weird world that the catch up of the Bruins right now. They're trying to catch up to the Panthers and maybe focus too much on catching up to the Panthers. And maybe that's taking them out of just being the best team developing that they can be. Because I said it earlier. What are the Bruins in your vision? Like, if you have just the vision of the 2024-25 Bruins, what is their identity? What are they good at? What are they built on and around?
I would say they're built on and around their top-line scoring.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and their goaltending.
And defense.
And defense, I'd say, but so far I haven't been impressed by their defense.
I was waiting for you to say defense because I was going to say, not so fast, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, really.
I think that's what they wanted their identity to be.
They built their defense up to be that kind of thing, and so far I would say
it's not
so far. And maybe they need to gel a little bit more. And, again, we're 4 games into the season, but I'd say they're, and this has been the case for a while, but in terms of what their identity is, they're a top-heavy team with their forwards, good on defense, sometimes great goaltending. We'll see what that ends up being this year. I think Swayman has the potential to be great, and I think this defense has the potential to be very good too. But so far, neither one of those things have been the case, and they just sort of fall back on their old thing, which is, you know, can Pastrnak and Marchand and your top guys, I know they're not on the same line anymore, but can they go out there and handle the scoring for you? And maybe you get some other contributions from some other places. So far, it's been the fourth line. I mean, really, the fourth line's been
right.
carrying this team.
Which is kind of sad.
Yeah, it is.
Not to be disrespectful to those guys, but Lindholm's been okay. I would say Lindholm has gotten off to a decent start.
Elias Lindholm.
Yes.
Campus is not.
Yeah. I haven't noticed it. Do they do E&H? I don't know why I'm fascinated by this.
I think so, but I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm not sure either. Anyway, Elias Lindholm has been pretty good in his start because I think he's a guy that a lot of people thought they overpaid for, that they paid too much for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's going to be a focus on him as this season goes on in terms of what he's doing in terms of scoring and helping set things up on that first line. But I don't know who they are right now. I really don't know because I think it should be Swayman in the defense. If I were going to list this team based on what they've done in recent off seasons, based on where some of their salaries are spent, to me, this team should have a top goalie, top defense,
yep.
and good enough scoring, good enough first and second line scoring. Right? Like, that would kind of be my hierarchy. And the first two haven't lived up to it yet. Right? And that's why you're probably 2-2 and scuffling. And if those three are good enough, I think you can beat the Panthers. Theoretically.
Yeah, theoretically.
On ice.
On the ice, not so
we'll
much.
We'll see.
They walked into your house last night without Tkachuk and without Barkov, and they handled you again. So, off to a rough start here with this Florida team that you spent your entire offseason trying to beat. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Quick break. When we come back, the May train heading to London on Thursday, I believe, is when the team takes off. What are our expectations for that game? We'll get a early jump and look ahead here on 2-1-5 teams throwing down at Wembley Stadium this weekend. That's coming up next. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.